Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Magandang araw, maraming salamat sa pagtutok sa ating programa dito lang sa SBS Filipino. Hatid namin ang mga kwento, mga balita at mga impormasyon ng mga Pilipino saan mang panig sa Australia at sa buong mundo. Ako po si Helen Quiñanola at ngayong araw makakasama natin ang Philippine Women's National Cricket Team. At tampok natin ngayon ang team na The Blue Caps na magbabahagi ng kanilang kaalaman at karanasan tungkol sa tampok na usapin. Welcome, Blue Caps, to SBS Filipino.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. And makakasama natin ngayon si Zoe Wong, Coach Ryan, si Amelia Valdez. And also makakasama natin online si Eliza Wall. Ayan. So for our viewers who have never watched or learned about cricket before, how would you explain the game? First of all, Coach Ryan.
How would I explain the game? The game is a game that's played between two teams, 11 on each side, with the team needing to score the most runs.
Yeah.
So very similar to baseball is how I probably describe it. Instead of running around in a diamond shape, we just run back to back. But the same concept. Your runs, the number of runs you score come off the bat, and you have the equivalent of a pitcher being a bowler, and the idea is to get all of your batters out and then try and score more runs. So very similar to baseball.
Zoe and Amelia, so in the Philippines, cricket is still far less familiar than basketball, volleyball, or boxing, right? Mm-hmm. What would you like Filipinos to understand about cricket?
Cricket for me is a fun and safe space for me to just be myself and play my sport that I love, make heaps of new friends that will last me a lifetime. And playing for the Philippines as well, I get to represent my country. And yeah.
So, yeah, I think a big thing, especially with Filipino culture, like as a family, I think what I found with my first tour, that the experience of everyone, like you train together, you like go to the games together. Like, we all, like, experience, like, one thing together, like, especially, like, things like team bonding. We all go to a water park and we all get to know each other, like, really well. And I think, especially, like, also karaoke on the bus.
Wow. Karaoke is a must, of course.
Yes, yes. All the bonding we get to do, like, as Filipinos, connecting with our culture from, like, everyone from different areas of the world, like UK, Australia, Philippines. Mm. So getting to see each other's different side of the views and... yeah, just getting to play what we all love, cricket, together. So
Eliza, what would you like Filipinos to understand about cricket?
I think it's just such a team sport, and the culture and getting to hang out with all the girls, learning from each other, and also I'm understanding my mum's culture more. I think it's just such a great sport to get into.
And for Amelia, you made history at 15 as the youngest Philippine player across the men's and women's formats to score a half century in a T20 international. Since then, you have become the team's captain. How has your understanding of your responsibility evolved as you have moved from being a promising young player to becoming one of the team's leaders?
It's really just put a lot of perspective for me on how to be a player, but also like be there, be a leader for the girls at the same time. And just look after them, make sure they're going okay, but also just play for them and with them all the time. Yeah.
Is cricket your first sport that you loved? Really loved?
Yes, it is. Very, yes. I love it so much.
Does your family member or mom or dad play cricket as well?
Dad played cricket a few times over the last few years. And my brother did for 1 year. That's it. But I've been playing since I was 10 or 11.
You have also been invited to captain and coach a local women's team. Is that correct?
Yes, I have.
And you helped become the face of female cricket at your club. Yep. So what kind of sporting environment do you want to help create for the younger girls who will follow you in the future?
I want to make it enjoyable for them, that they want to come back every season and just have so much fun with the team and just bond all together. Yeah, just, that's my goal. Just make it fun and enjoyable for them. They want to come back every year for the same team and play and just have so much fun.
And this question is for Eliza as well. Eliza, you made your Blue Caps debut at just 15. Wow, during the 2025 SEA Games. Can you take us back to the moment you first represented the Philippines? What did you wearing the national colors mean to you personally?
Yeah, I mean, playing for any country national level is just amazing. And it was just such a great opportunity for me. Yeah, my debut was at SEA Games, but I also got to go with the girls in Bali. So that made it so much easier to debut. I already knew them all. It was just so great.
And you also compete at a high level in both cricket and football.
Yeah, I also play soccer. So it's great to get to play sport in summer and winter.
So what have those two sports taught you about handling pressure, adapting quickly, and trusting your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, it's both team sports. So you get to learn all about the team, like dynamics, and it's so great to be able to play with each other.
And how do you handle your studies as well? So you have two main sports plus studies.
It's hard, but I love playing sport. So school and sport is both important to me.
Thank you so much, Eliza. And for Zoe. Zoe, your international debut came during the Philippines' record-setting victory over Saudi Arabia. As the wicketkeeper, you had a unique view of the match. What did you see in the team that day?
Yeah, so that was my debut game. So as a wicketkeeper, you often see the whole view of the field. You often see, obviously, the view of seeing the bowler come at you towards the batter, but also everyone around you in the field. Like, the culture at the Philippines team, they're very, I'd say, very loud. Very extroverted. So, like, on the field, even though, like, it's a high-pressure, tense moment, like, you can just feel, like, just
the energy.
Relaxing, the energy. Yeah. It makes you feel relaxed, and when you're relaxed, you can perform well.
Mm.
So, yeah, just from my view, it was an amazing experience, bonded with them even more, just to see that culture of, like, experiencing what it's like to be a Philippines player.
Can you say that you love the Philippine audience?
Yes.
So you also coach children, right? Between 4 and 10 years old through the Cricket Blast program. So what matters most to you, teaching technical skills or first helping them feel that cricket is a place where they belong?
Yeah, so I also did Cricket Blasters myself, and I think as a younger girl, I was quite a shy person. So I think for me, emphasising, especially for girls, they're often, tentative of getting involved in the game. Obviously, you're, facing a fast bowler. If it's a boy, obviously, it can be a bit intimidating. So I think creating an environment that they can feel safe and comfortable and just play a game that they can enjoy is, quite important.
And with this team, the Blue Caps, you have grown up together and developed as athletes in different places and different setting of families, right? So how does representing the Philippines and the Blue Caps strengthen your connection to your Filipino identity and heritage?
Yeah, so I guess growing up in Australia, we were quite surrounded by cricket. So that over the years, it's involved, grew my love for the game, but being able to connect, the other side with my heritage, I didn't know this time last year, I didn't know that could be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think being able to travel the world with people, with the same heritage as me, Filipinos, but also share the love of the game with each other from different perspectives and different experiences, which, it's quite interesting that we can do.
So have you been to the Philippines and, played in the Philippine soil as well?
I've been to the Philippines for a holiday to visit extended family, but no, I'm yet to play cricket in the Philippines, but hopefully that's something we can get
try.
Going.
Yeah, you should. To coach Ryan, some of the players were born or raised in Australia. Could you explain the eligibility and nationality requirements for a Filipino-Australian player to represent the Philippines in international cricket as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think there's probably a lot more Filipino cricketers out there that we don't know about, both for men's and women's. And I think, understanding the criteria is really important. I think the first and foremost is we're interested in hearing from anyone that is of Filipino heritage to be part of the setup. In terms of eligibility for national selection, that can come later. But actually, having more and more people to draw on and be part of this community, as you've heard from the girls, it's something very, very special to be part of. When you get to the nuts and bolts of criteria, yes, you do have to have eligibility that meets the criteria of the International Cricket Council. What that involves is having a lineage. So you must have a direct parent that was Filipino at the time of your birth. They may have naturalized to become an Australian citizen or a UK citizen or any other country for that matter, but that if there's an ability for you to hold dual citizenship, that is number one.
Imagine that a young Filipina is watching this conversation right now and has never picked up a cricket bat or perhaps has never seen a match. What would each of you say to encourage her to give the sport a chance?
Just to give it a go, see how you feel about it. Because, yeah, just give it a go. You never know how you might feel about it. And it might be that's your sport and you could rise up in the levels and possibly play for the Philippines in the national team. So I'd just say give it a go, give it a crack.
And Zoe?
Yeah, something similar. I'll just say just why not? Like, you have the opportunity to meet so many new friends that you can, like, learn about their culture as well, learn about, like, the cricket as well. Like, you learn new skill. Like, I think there's something in sports very, very beneficial as well for your health, mental health as well, I guess. Like, keep it something that you can put your mind on, like, meet new friends, and then hopefully just you can potentially play for the Philippines as well.
And lastly, Eliza.
Yeah, I'd say give it a go as well. Like, I started from my little brother. I started watching him, and they needed an extra fielder, and so I fielded, and here I am 6 years later. So, like, I say just give things a go.
Thank you so much, Eliza, Amelia, and Zoe, and also Coach Ryan. Thank you so much for being here. At yan ang mga impormasyon at mga talakayan na nakalap natin ngayong araw. Manatiling nakatutok lamang sa SBS Filipino at manatiling nakatutok at nakasubaybay sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ako po muli si Helen Quiñanola at magandang araw.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.